good evening. Welcome to the program. I got some bad news for you. I'm going to produce a few commercials just once in a while because we need the money to see us through the summer months. So forgive me. I do this. I know that you have it in your heart. I don't like to use any methods of manipulating you. You know that. You do it because you want to. There's no pressure. But every now and then I have to ask. So please don't mind. I will just make the commercials just as appropriate as I can. But meanwhile, while I'm doing the program, I'm going to take a very simple aspect of everything I know, which is basic. It's basically, if I just make a little, there it is, I've moved it. It's from the book, Cure Stress. It used to be How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. We changed it. I'm sorry, we changed it. We're going to have to change it back one day. But this is near the end of the book. It's regeneration and the renewal from the mind within. And the reason why I'm saying that, because I ad lib all the time, and I may do that again. I just can't sit still to reading stuff from the screen. But it will keep me on track to do that today, if you don't mind. And I think you'll find what I'm reading to you, and you can get the copy of the book if you want to. I think it's a good idea. It's the first big book, basically, that I wrote. And it was called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and they got changed the names over and over again. And I wish I would have kept it like it was, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. But then I figured, well, you have to keep your mind well before your mind can keep you well. So therefore, I had to write an extra few chapters. And this is one of them. It's regeneration, the renewal of your mind from within. And it's simple. And I will start to read just a little bit. And you know, I will not stay on track with my own writing if I can see something magically appear in my head. So it starts this way. Medicine, there it is. I'm going cuckoo already. Meditation is a very simple process. And it's too simple for words. Meditation should be simple. So simple that it should gradually become even more simple. And it should never become more complex. Where do you end, if that's the case? Meditation gives you so little to do. Now, you know, you may have some trouble with this. If it's something does it for you, you say, what use am I? No, you just wait a little bit, please. Meditation gives you so little to do that your ego may find it difficult, even unacceptable. Its simplicity is unbearable to the ego that thrives on challenge. You know, it's all about him. The results, on the other hand, are so powerful that we tend to interrupt the process and spoil everything by trying to explain it. I cannot explain it. I live it, and I can't explain it. All I know, it explains it. The way I explain it is he is speaking through me to you. And that's why I think you like what I do. You sense it. So I'm not just your ordinary teacher, preacher, rabbi. I don't speak by repeating words from the Bible. I understand the Bible, and it's understanding something is much deeper than just reading it and memorizing it and playing it back to people. So they're so profound that we tend to interrupt the process and spoil everything by trying to explain it, but I know how to explain it. It takes lots of words. Be still and know, for example. What does that mean? You don't. What does it mean to be still? You do my mantra? What is it? There's thousands of ways of meditation with your eyes closed, thousands, mostly hypnotic, and you find yourself caught up in a cult of some kind. I don't want you in my cult. It's not a cult. I don't want you listening to me all the time to get something. It's nice for you to listen to occasionally once you get it. Once you get it, you got it. And what it It is redemption, and that is the whole idea of meditation. See, I'm not reading now. I'm ad-libbing, but I can't help myself. But I've got to stay on the right train because I have to make a commercial, and it's difficult for me. I'm not used to that. Okay, I can hear that music now. Is that right? So, here it comes. Here it comes. It's a pledge drive week. And the reason is to find and to be... Well, what was this? To fund us through... See, I wrote it down. It's fund us through the summer months. I did it. Be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We have a summer fun drive to help us through our summer months. I know you have super packs. And you should know by now that both of them are no damn good, meaning the left and the right are not much different from each other. You've seen that, haven't you? The right goes along with the left. And there's some mystery to that, for which reason we're going downhill. And so what you need to deal with now is stress. The stress is growing, and it's meant to grow. It's designed to grow to get you upset and annoyed and irritated and confound you. And this program is designed to help you overcome the overcomer. And what I mean by that is that the person who pushes the first blow, who draws the first blood, so to speak, if you react to that, you die. You don't die right away, but you die very slowly by overreacting. And that is what the administration, as I see it, and other people who unconsciously know what they consciously don't know, see, unconsciously know, but they don't see themselves doing this terrible thing, doing unto others what was done to you or to them. That's what happens. And so you have to understand that those who oppose what America is and trying to tear it to pieces, there's lots of people that have that inclination without realizing that they're being motivated and manipulated, and they really can't see what harm they're doing to everybody. But they're not only that, but they're also, because they are anti-Americans, you see, a lot of Americans are anti-Americans, but they don't know it. See, I'm off my track right away. They don't know they're off track. They think that communism, or whatever it is, ism, is the way. And they think this way because they've been schooled in that way, educated in that way, manipulated, upset, corrupted in many ways. And the kind of president we have today, if I may just bring him in, is the fact that he loves those who are broken, and he rises to the broken person's needs and only makes them worse. And so you have to face this thing, which could very well be civil war. And there are forces behind. Children have been brought up to, you know, in various ways. And one of them is, you know, being special. You know what I mean by being special? what do we call it, special, when they get money for nothing? When the government gives money for nothing? No, spoiled. No, 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 they're spoiled, but I can't find the words for it. No, not privileged either. Help me, somebody, with this. What is the program you get when you can't work for yourself? The welfare. Yes, that's what the words are looking for. Thank you. Yes, that's right. I didn't describe it properly, but that's what's really happening, isn't it? And so those people are dependent upon our money. It's not the government, but the government gives them the money, so they think the government is their benefactor. It's not. We are becoming the slaves, and they're becoming the masters, and they're being rewarded for the way of life. And so there's a big danger here in this country where there's good Americans and who understand the outcome, what's going to happen to us. We see it. You're losing your jobs. You're losing your families. You're fighting each other, and you really don't understand why it was happening to you. But this program is designed to help you deal with the stresses of life perfectly. You have to deal with people perfectly. What does that mean? It's simply this. It has to do with one simple principle. And that one simple principle can only be found by redemption. And what I'll talk about what that means in a minute. Because there are two sides. There are two sides of our nature. There's the dark side. And then there's a beautiful side. And when we come into this world, you hear me say this many times, but many people are just passing the dial and listening for the first time. And so there's two ways that you can reach out for help, and that's the love of the world. It's not there. And then there's the love of the Creator, and He's there, and He follows you and gives you an anxiety. That's where your anxiety is coming from, because the way you react to pressure means you become one of them. You become one of them. When you react to a bully, you got two choices. One of them is to give in. One of them is to get mad and fight back. Either way, you're finished. In other words, the intimidator intimidates you to see to whom you belong. Do you belong to your Creator? Because if you do, there's no reaction. And because there's no reaction, you're not His. He has to find out to whom you belong. Do you belong to your Creator, or do you belong to the world? If you belong to the world, you signify it by reacting with emotion. Now, you can't help when you're a little kid but to react. You come into the world, but the world gets into you, right? So I'm not reading off my script anymore. You can see that, perhaps. I wish I could go back to it, but I can't. I've got to finish off what I'm saying. So you can't serve two masters, right? That's what it means. You react to the world, people of the world, and you become one of them. And you cannot help but become one of them. You're born innocent, but not like, you're not guilty when you're born. How can a baby be considered as a sinner? It's born innocent. The first man was born innocent and lost it. But we are born innocent. In other words, we haven't had a we are into the culture. We come into the culture, and the culture comes into us. You can take the country, the boy, put the boy in the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy, so to speak. And so, but if you're born in Borneo, you'll be a cannibal. If you're born in Hitler Germany, you know how you'd react. And so your whole life and the whole country, not just a life, but a whole country, and we're losing ours. Just as Adolf Hitler was able to change Germany into murderers and appeasers to the murderers, servants of the murderers. See, in about 14 years, that's about right. How does he do that? Well, it's being reproduced here in America. So you do have to understand that our brothers and sisters are programmed. So you've got to be careful with their anger and their frustrations and the things they do, setting fires to the country, to the cities. And they'll be doing this. But you've got to be and there's forces behind it, there's political forces behind it. So you've got to be very, very careful of how you react. Because as you react on a personal scale and give in, so you will, as a group, will be tricked to react to what you're about to see, shocked and traumatized. And a lot of you who are on alcohol and drug addictions and things like that, most of you have that, and we already have a sensitivity to the pressures of life. That's how you deal with it. This program is meant for you to see, help you see, so you don't need drugs, you don't need alcohol, and I will show you the reason why you won't need all that, because you have found redemption. And that is very simple, so simple for words, that meditation, of course I'm talking about my meditation, not anybody else's. This meditation has been for thousands of years, at least 2,000, and some, but hidden. So everywhere you go, there are angels who are burning with fiery swords, keeping you from seeing it. Doctors, psychiatrists, you name it. Even going to church doesn't mean to say. I mean, because what you're getting is the spoken word. Now, I'm using the spoken word, aren't I? Yes, but I have to use a spoken word, but I'm listening to an unspoken word. See, I meant to talk to you, I meant to read something to you, and I can't do that anymore. Because it's taken me over, and I may just make a few faux pas. But you need to learn, need to find redemption. As Christians who are not Christian enough for me, see, I love Christianity. I always say, with respect to the subject I'm on, I always say that I was born Jewish. Jesus is Jewish. So I suddenly realized, if I want to believe in Jesus, I don't have to change my religion, do I? Because he's my rabbi. I don't like the other rabbis. They've got too many words, and they don't really have any power. And they don't have any virtue. They may be virtuous to a degree that they stick to their particular religion and their interpretation of what truth is. But truth is so much more simple. You're going to become a meditator. I mean, and you're meditating, meaning that you'll be able to have a private God. I don't know if it's really very well said, but in other words, every one of us, if we go into the closet, sit quietly, and you understand how to meditate properly, then it becomes personal. Know you not to do the temple of the living God, and the Spirit dwells within, correct? So each one of us can go into ourselves, and that is what I'm trying to lead up to in this program. As I'm saying, meditation should be simple and gradually become more simple, because to the degree that you practice the presence, to the degree that the presence makes a home in you, and when it makes a home in you and extends to the bullies, it extends to the politicians, and they find they can't control you. When they try to trick you and make you angry, and whatever they do to make your life miserable, to make you angry, you will learn to deal with that in such a way that they will react to your not reacting. Do you understand? When you don't react, it means you are coming from a place. No human being can deal with another human being. Yes, you can put on a good, strong face. You can stand up for what's right. And you can be as strong as your human nature will allow. But there comes a point where the best of people can't deal with certain things. And I want to bring you to that point. I want you to bring that point, because we only have a little while left for you to share, for me to share with you. That's why we're having a summer drive. Because we do need all the super PACs are taking the draining the money, and they're not going to do any good for you. You know who your next president is, don't you? I can't mention his name, so you know who that is. And so we need to be funded through the summer months, and the commercials during the breaks to pay our bills. You see, I'm reading. I'm sorry about that. But this is a commercial drive. Would you consider supporting our program, and instead of giving it to the super PACs, give it to the Foundation of Human Understanding? And the number is 800-500. Thank you. Oh, live again. I didn't know I had two lives, but here I... All right. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, I really appreciate this. It's not something I like to do. Because I said in the very beginning that you all support me. But the super PACs are going to drain you, and I know you want to do the right thing for your country, but I think you've already got it. I mean, the good guys. But I can't tell you, because this is a non-profit organization, you understand. So please support my program, because I love what you love. Now, you got that? I love whom you love. That's it. So I don't have to say who it is, do I? Okay. Because that's a breath of fresh air. Okay. So 800-500-0922. Pledge Drive Week. And you're going to get this every day, if you don't mind. I like to stay, because this is difficult for me. You know how difficult it is for me, because I do a whole program and never ask for anything. And because I know I'm not just like your average church. I am a church, 501c3. That's the same as a Catholic church, believe it or not. I don't know how I got there, but I did. And so, but I don't like to ask you, but I have to sometimes. But I know some people who listening to me for God knows how many years, and they say, I'm ashamed, I never gave anything, but maybe I needed a little prompt, right? Couldn't hurt. But I'm not asking you, those of you who are gracious, please, but those of you who have been benefited by what I do, it costs money, and somebody paid it forward for you. So, not everybody. Most people never have to ask, thank you, but we do need. These are different times. These are dangerous times. I need to be here. I need to be on other stations, many, many other stations. It's not enough right now, so please make that possible. I give you the number. It's 800-500-0922. Can I do that again, please? 800-500-0922. And pledge drive for 1 week. So where was I? What time is it? Oh, I have to check the foot, everything. Look, let me go back to my subject matter. You can get this from my book. It's called Cure Stress. It used to be, I am going to change it back. I have to. Cure Stress. It leaves out God. It used to be how your mind can keep you well. And then I said to myself, oops, how can your mind can keep you? You need to have, something has to make your mind well to make everything work. And who that something is, your creator. You can't go to a doctor, psychiatrist. What you need is go back to the factory. And that is within you. He's not outside. He's outside in people like me. There are people like me, but they may not be able to explain it like me or get on radio like me. I don't have to climb over mountains in the old-fashioned way. All I need is lots of stations. Would you make that possible, please? Okay. This is our pledge drive. I had to read it. See, I forget it. And the number to call, please, is 800-500-0922. And that's day and night. For the whole week, that's it. Let's see what it says here. Commercial doing breaks. Mm-hmm. They do not pay for our bills, what? Is that right? Hmm. Okay. I think that's it. We're going to break in just a minute. I want to continue with the meditation exercise because meditation will bring you to God. And if you don't have God on your side, you're finished. As a matter of fact, most of you have left your God behind. You have. The country is beginning to be demoralized. It's beginning to be, well, if you consider abortion, 50 million people, kids that could be still alive. You know, if you consider that as displacement, in other words, the borders provide the 50 million that have died, been murdered, actually. And you stood by there and watched. And you also stood by, if you don't mind me saying so, when you saw your president not upholding the Constitution and didn't mutter out loud, as I have been doing. See, because that shows a cowardice on your part, if you don't mind me saying so. And because it's politically correct. And so you say it's politically correct. I don't want to say anything because I have to get into some kind of trouble. People will understand me. I think people will. I think you need all to stand up and shout, you know, I'm not going to stand this anymore. You understand that? If you don't understand that you have an enemy as your president, if you don't understand that and you start to react when the end times come, civil war, it's coming because you've got those who've been programmed to do you in. And you have to understand they don't know what they're doing. And so the only way that you could get them to see that is how you react to that. And as a nation, as the other half of the nation, I don't know what percentage it is, but let's say it's two halves. That's civil war. That must not happen because when that happens, we'll be so involved with each other that the world around us, the ISIS and the communists, they will move in on you as well. You need to go to see, let me see if I can remember. No, not Captain. Is that right? Is it a great movie, David? Okay, I was going to say something about Washington's vision. That's what I was. Yes, I do recommend that. So let me see what time it is. Well, we've just got a few more minutes to talk about meditation quickly. It's a simple process, I've said that. And it's so simple, you might find it unacceptable because how could it be so simple? If it's not simple, you would not be able to find it. The poorest person, the most uneducated person can find it. You just have to know what be still means, because when you're still and not caught up in your thoughts, God can catch up with you. See? And there's a secret to this. Now, you can go to my website. I have a special website that only has a 7-minute meditation and there's no religious words in it. Just at the very end, you'll hear me say very quietly, you are redeemed. And because you are at that moment. And that's all I say. But the meditation is magical. If you close your eyes right now and look at your eyes, look at your eyelids, close them. Don't be afraid. Close your eyes. And what do you see? You see little pixels moving across the screen of your mind, don't you? Do you know what you just did? You did first part of the meditation, you're almost half there. I'll be back. And the number to support the foundation's business, please, it's 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. I'm going to get used to this in a minute. I could be right back. Hello. I'm trying to get some training on how to do this. So I'm trying to do the program at the same time. This is all ad lib. We don't do it. I don't think fancy here. It's you get what I get. And let me see now. This is actually a place. Is there a caller? My goodness me, we have a caller. So I will take that caller after the break. This is the break, right, David? Now I can speak. All right, here we go. I have to read it because I can't remember this stuff. But it's a pledge drive. I'd forget that if it wasn't in writing. I'm not a young man, you understand. There's certain things I need a little bit of guidance on. And I'm reading. The reason is to fund us through the summer months. I have to read that too, because I can't remember it. I am an ad lib person, and I don't like my own writings because I'm reading it. It has to come from my heart, so this is difficult. It's not coming from my heart in a sense, because you have a heart. You've always had a heart. There are just a few people who make a difference. And so I'm pleading to those who thank that. First of all, thank you for those of you who support me. It's beautiful. It makes it possible to save lives. But those of you who are naughty, and I have to use, I hate to say this, I have to sort of motivate you just a little bit, if you don't mind. Remind you, this is something I rarely, rarely, rarely ever do. But you do need a kick in the butt, don't you? Forgive me for saying that. I know not what I do, so to speak. Please. This program has been helping you, hasn't it? And if you haven't supported it, please forgive me that pressure you often get in church. See, this is, it works so well the other way, to leave you to yourself, and that's beautiful. But some of you have been listening to me years and years and years, and may not realize that this is not a commercial program. And commercial programs, I can't get on a commercial. I don't want any sponsors. The only sponsors I want is you, because you're the audience. Sponsors are it's a very tricky thing. And it doesn't work for me. This is a religious organization, spiritual, if you like. But I'm trying to release you to your creator so you don't need me so much anymore. So you don't need anything, drugs, alcohol. See, even people you can become addicted to. And to put it in a dark way, when you get upset with people, you tend to be delivered to them. In other words, what upsets you controls you. And you begin to love it, strangely to love it. We can talk about that if you will call me on that subject. Why do people go towards the bad people for support? Because they're feeding something that they put into the victim. We'll be right back. And there's lots of people in America like that. So we have to learn to deal with them when time comes. You understand? Thank you. The number is, what is it? Run out of time. Let me quickly, 800-500-0922.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, Teresa. I see you up there. What can I do for you?
I have a skin condition called eczema.
Called eczema? I never heard that before.
It's a skin condition, and the skin becomes it's very painful. It becomes very red. It'll raw. It bleeds. It cracks.
I see. I've heard.
It hurts.
Yes.
Yeah, you've heard it. Yes. So I've had it off and on all my life, but for the last 4 years, it's been quite severe to the point where I've pretty much been housebound.
Oh,
I've done all the, you know, necessary, you know, really good with my diet and, you know, all those kind of things.
Well, it isn't a diet problem. It's an emotional problem. It's
okay.
You know how I talk about emotions. And
right.
Everybody thinks that emotions, you know, are beautiful and make us human. Actually, emotions dehumanize us.
Right.
God can't get through what you use to function. If you're using stress to function, then you're taking in the world and separating you from Him who created the world from within. So you see what I'm getting. There's two ways you can resolve a problem, but you need energy to solve a problem. Energy is necessary to function. And so the trouble is that the problem you have is overreacting to stress.
Yes.
And that is a hypnotic state. Or if you want to put it into religious jargon, it is lead us away from temptation and deliver us from evil. See, temptation is stress. And then you have a stressor or stressor. And people do stress you. And stress
yes.
is evil. The person...
What's happening now is that when I have this intense pain...
You get upset.
I'm not angry anymore at it, but I'm emotionally distraught. It's like an overtake. The emotions just...
What kind of emotion
over.
Are you talking about if it isn't anger? Do you love it?
I feel sadness, emotional pain.
Yes, but I think you got the wrong name for emotion. Sadness.
Okay.
You have a terrible pain you can't bear, and you're mm-hmm. sad. That's the wrong word.
Okay.
What you are is really angry, and you're not admitting to being angry, because that's
okay.
how you got the problem.
Okay.
And it could have been a parent. It could be from being married. It could be from kids in school. You have to really look way back into your childhood. If I ask you, who do you hate the most in your life, that might give me some guidance. Who do you hate most? Or resent? Or that make you the word, let me change the word so it doesn't sound so cruel. Who do you resent? Same thing. Just change the name. Made it simpler for you to own up to it.
I think all of the above. my husband and and my parents,
right.
But I know that I have resentment, but I don't want to resent them because I don't like it. So I think I try to repress it.
You said repressed emotions, exactly what I said, and it's killing you. It will go beyond just being uncomfortable and your skin burning and cracking.
Right.
Your mind won't be able to handle it. See, if you get upset with a symptom, you're empowering the symptom to make you sicker.
Okay.
See, so you understand that you really, really have to be brave, in a sense. And the only way you can be brave in the perfect way is to have God, to find God. Because right now you're dependent on medicine, psychiatry, drugs, legal or illegal. And mm-hmm. every solution you have that is I can't find the word for it, but to give you a sense of worth, to give you a sense that you're getting better, is always making you worse. In other words, everything is a drug, including the doctor himself.
Right.
Because you go to the doctor, become dependent on him.
Right.
And all he can give you is drugs. And
right.
drugs don't get to the root of it, which is your anger. And let me just put it very simply. Can you verify this one thing? Do you judge people? Do you judge your husband secretly? Judge him?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that is playing God.
Right.
And so God doesn't like that.
So to get free from it, is it just realizing it? I mean, how do you get?
You did it right.
The realization? Actually,
the way you said to be free from it is to realize it. Now, okay. We need to. I hate to have all these words, but I have to have the words to make it all simply, make it simple to almost nothing. You have to do nothing.
Oh,
if you do nothing right, you do nothing wrong. Have you ever heard me say that before? Listen how I say it. It's a puzzle. Listen, I'll say it again and see you will play with it.
Okay.
If you do nothing right, you do nothing wrong. People say, that doesn't make any sense. It's where you put the comma. I learned this just as a side remark, it's fun. The teacher says where you put the comma in grammar makes all the difference. So she gives me a line. Caesar entered on his head was a helmet. If you put the comma in the wrong place, he says Caesar entered on his head.
Right.
So what I'm trying to tell you, if you do nothing right, if you do nothing in a right way, that's to become observant. Do nothing. And that means
nothing
just watch.
In the right
just
way.
Watch. Yes.
Okay.
Just simply, when you get the irritation, become aware of it. And in the you are meditating, I hope.
I just started.
You just started. So I want you to meditate. It's a 7-minute one, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's really simple. You close your eyes. I'll just do it. How much time we got? This. We got a few minutes.
Okay.
Ready? Now look.
Yes.
Close your eyes. Look at the eyelids. And you can actually see those little pixels moving. It's like your eyes are lit up. And if you're sitting in the dark, you still see brightness. That's a light coming through you. And when you're not going to go to sleep and you do that and be conscious of that, of those little pixels moving across the screen of your mind, what you're doing is you're unconsciously, without realizing it, you're separating your conscious mind from your monkey brain. And suddenly you become pure. In other words, you're no longer caught up in the words and verses and chapters and all the traumas you had as a child and multiplied it in your marriage. And it's piling up and piling up and it's going to kill you. It will kill. It kills everybody. Sooner or later, with all your drugs and alcohol, it only makes you live longer, but makes you wronger. So you as you go towards death, it gets more miserable. That's why we have suicide, because we can't. The treatment is worse than the cure. Is the treatment as a cure makes you worse. You don't. But the only benefit for it is to help you live longer. Oh, and wake up. See, so the only benefit is to wake up. Yes, it's okay to take the drugs until you wake up. It helps you to live longer. You would have died a long time ago from that.
And the other thing that I saw the other day is that I'll have moments where I'm free of it, and it'd be like it'll clear up, but then it comes right back. But I saw is that when it clears up, I go right back to being the person I don't like, which is a people pleaser.
There you go.
I have so little ability
right
to deal with it. It's almost like I just go back into the sickness. So
that's
it's like
right.
I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't.
You got it. I don't have to tell you. But why are you a pleaser? A people pleaser. Why? Because somewhere in your life, as you grow up, you were overcome by your mother or your father or teachers. And once you start to get up, when people are cruel, and when people are pushing themselves on you, whether it's a teacher, whether it is bullies in your life and bullies in your family and injustices and everything like that, the minute you do that, you either rebel and become a rebel, or the only way you could survive is to give in. And that's what happens for the rest of your life. You give in for peace and there is no peace. So either one will kill you. So you either go crazy and fight, which as a lady you don't do that. You tend to want to be a lady and give in and go along, and that is the sort of the better of the two. But they're both as bad as each other. The bully and the appeaser are the same. What's happening when you appease a person? You're emboldening what's wrong with them, And when you bold them, what's wrong with them, you have to give them a piece of yourself. And they're never satisfied with what you give them. They want more from you and more from you. And deep down inside, you hate them. But the hate makes you guilty. And the guilt makes you, all it does is make you guilty. And because you're a decent person, you don't want to fight them. You can't fight them. The only thing you can do is embolden them and go along to get along. And that is making that other person worse, whether it's your father, mother, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, that you'll always be subject to that. You'll never be free. You'll never enjoy your life. This symptom is important.
So the secret then is that I'm struggling too much, and I need to do nothing with the right way.
Correct. You do nothing but watch. When you have the anxiety.
My thought is that I've been listening to you, and I go, my next thought is, okay, so what do I have to do now? But it's
nothing.
Not what do I have to do. It's what do I don't have to do.
It's what you don't have to do. Because if you try to fix it, you are obeying the part of you that is an identity crisis. And nearly every person on earth has an identity crisis, and they don't know it. They're not. So, have you ever heard of people say, "I'm not myself lately"?
Yes.
What got under my skin? What came over me?
Right.
So, what you have is a programming from an identity crisis, and so it will trick you into making you believe that the problem you have is your fault. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not, because a baby comes into the culture and the baby is innocent and it brings with it innocence. And immediately the world, they get into the culture and the culture gets into the child. And so the child takes on the identities mostly of their parents. Either one is a bully, so you become a bully. Or one is a appeaser. Your mother perhaps being an appeaser and loving you too much because she wants something from you by loving you and you feel the obligation to give it. See, either a bully can be an appeaser, a person who loves you too much, and therefore, but there's emptiness in them. There's emptiness for love, so they have children only so to get them to love. Their whole life is to be devoted to the love of the parent who then feels fulfilled by the slavery of the child. See that? And it's cruel.
Yes.
And so the point is, when you wake up, as you have awakened, you will see that who that person is. So your father can be brutal, your mother can be brutal, either ones. And to give in. And if your mother is sweet and loving, and she's compensating for her brokenness by making up her mind she's going to be the bestest mother in the whole world, therefore she loves you too much and makes you dependent on her sense of worth and then rewards you for your servitude, for being a people pleaser. You're pleasing mama and not God. See that?
Yes.
Your mother becomes God, everybody you appease becomes the God, and it's a dangerous God, it's evil. You ever hear that lady just recently who, I got some calls coming in, but I think she stabbed her boyfriend in the shower, and you know what they were doing.
I heard you talking about that on
That's right.
One of the Sunday conversations, yeah.
Yes, she could easily go to the police and
right.
But she couldn't. She's fixated to this wicked, selfish man. And the more she gave in, the more she became addicted to giving in because she hated. And the hate turns into guilt, and guilt drives you to be a good person to the person that's bad. And therefore, the bad gets badder. And then she got so crazy she could only focus on it. So she stabbed him and then shot him with a gun to make sure he was dead, because that was a whole world. There was nothing outside that. And you don't want to. I see you've got it. I'm only just expanding it for the people listening. You just got a little tiny piece of it, but you're a beautiful woman. You really are. I see. If you could just sit quietly. And when the pain comes up, I've had pain all my life. And the And if I have been three times near death, and magical things happen if you don't hate your hurt. Because when you hate your hurt, you're actually hating the hurter that hurt you. They're in you. And therefore, it's like a person when you hate yourself. It's right. not you that you hate. It's this thing that is playing with your head and right. giving you all these giving all that misery. Have you got it now? Have you?
I got it. Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Next, please. Be right there. He was surprised with a shake. He says, same thing. Oh, that's right. So we're doing the phone number is, where is it?
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, this is Roy. The reason for the fund drive is to help us through the summer months. And there's a good reason why I'm doing this, because I don't want you to give the money to the, what they call it, the super PACs. Because they're both as bad as each other. And we're beginning to see it. That's the reason why we're in this mess. The right never challenged the left. They went along. Can't be happening. Support me. Please. The foundation of human understanding. Let me give you the number. Day or night. Call 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Pledge Drive Week. You're going to get this every day for a week, and then nothing. Back to normal. Back to my ad lib. I like to ad lib. I don't like to read my own stuff. But I managed to read 5 lines. And then I drifted away into the things that I was saying. And I'm going to go to my callers after the break. But we got time for the break? Yes, we got time for a caller. Let's take Karen in Mass. She's a mess in Mass. Is that right? Is that right, Karen?
Hello?
Is that you? Is that you? Is that you? Hello?
Yes, hello.
What can I do for you? This is wrong.
Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel like there's any hope for me. I just...
You sound like what you're saying. You know, it's sad when I hear you say that. You sound like as miserable as you...
Oh, I am very miserable.
But it's not good. It's almost like trying to get me to feel sorry for you.
You're projecting it.
You're projecting it.
Yeah.
You're projecting your hopelessness. And all you do is get support. And you get, what do you get support for? Hopelessness.
Oh.
This is so sad.
Well, that's not a good thing.
Well, no, but that's what you're bringing to yourself. What do I bring to this moment? A brightness. Not so? You wouldn't be calling me if I was sounding like you. You're attracted to what I'm saying. But must be careful. I have no power to help you. The power is within me, and the power is within you to see what I'm saying. And say, oh, I didn't see that before. Wow. I'm down in myself. You're angry with yourself, aren't you? You're upset with your condition. And how does it help you?
Yes.
You're just repeating.
Can you speak up a little?
Yes, I'm speaking as loud as I can.
Oh, okay.
So you can... What I'm trying to say to you is that when you get upset with yourself, you're making yourself worse by that, because being upset is what's causing you to absorb the feelings and identities and the sicknesses of other people. That's what you do.
Right.
And people unload it on you. And you don't like to unload it on anybody. You're sort of stuck with it and you shove it down. And you get angry with yourself. This is very typical. You know, there's no such thing as an original sin. There's nothing original about it. It's just a variation of symptoms. One symptom leads to another. First of all, you get upset. I'll give you an example, shall I? So you see these,
okay.
You see these aspirin adverts, and you see I remember this, and it's a schoolmaster, or it's a mother with kids, and she has to take an Excedrin headache. It's called they call it Excedrin headache, and so. What's happening is she's upset with the kids. Well, the schoolmaster is upset with, angry with the kids, and he gets a headache. And the headache is the result of emotion, which isn't that important right that minute. But the minute they start to get upset, and they take an aspirin, they've become addicted to the aspirin. And so because the aspirin gives them the relief, which it shouldn't have. Now, there's a reason to use aspirins in medicine. But let me make it simple from the very beginning. If you're a teacher, a school teacher and a mother, and you get irritated, and you just got married and you've got kids and you've got responsibilities that you never had before, just make it simple beginning. And the first time, if it's the first time, and it probably won't be the first time, it'll be the extension of many first times. But the point is, you get this baby and then the baby is crying, and then you have to get up in the night, you start getting irritated. And you take an Excedrin headache, a pill. But that's the wrong remedy, is for you to realize that you're impatient with the child as a schoolmaster or a wife, your mother for the kids. And if you stand back and look at that and look for the next opportunity for that child to irritate you and to get what his way, because children can irritate a parent to give in and get what they want, and it's called being spoiled. And she can't stop giving to the child, because she needs because there's an emptiness in her that allows the kids to play with her head. But let's go back to the point. The minute you start to take an aspirin for something that is simply emotional, which is being irritated with your children, with your school kids, the minute you do that, you become addicted, and you don't see it. The best thing to do is watch for that irritation. And when you're watching it, you're putting a light on it and stepping back from trying to fix it with external medicine. Because pretty soon, if you keep going like that, you will need lots of medicine until you are just drowning in it. And maybe existing or dying from it. What you need is, don't go away. Make a quick break. Oh yes, that's the phone number. Let me give you this is the pledge drive for the week. 800-500-0922. 800-500-0922. Thank you. You do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, juveniles and crocodiles, thank you very much for listening to me. I'm not that serious as I am serious, but I'm not so serious. I have a good light heart with this program and with you. And I kibitz a little bit with you I don't want to sound so solemn and authoritarian. I don't like that. The authority isn't me. The authority is what gives me the understanding to share with you, see? So please support the program. 800-500-0922. It's a summer drive, please. A summer drive. A reason to fund us through the summer months. Thank you.